Hey everybody, I hope you guys are doing well. Today's episode is a solo episode, and it's the second one of 2022, which is really exciting, really cool. How are you all? Let me know in the comments how you guys are and what you guys are looking forward to at this time. I'm super just doing well. I have been doing really good. This is week two of the new year, and I am feeling really, really good, guys. And I know that for some people it hasn't been feeling so good, but I just wanted to share with you guys what I've been doing and what has been going on in my life that has made life really good. You guys will know that I've talked a lot about my struggles and a lot about anxiety and depression over the years. I've talked to you guys about my health journey. I've talked to you guys about my journey with the Lord. And, you know, it's a journey. There's a reason they call it a journey. And life is one big journey. And I want to encourage you guys that it's going to get better. I just really wanted to talk about dreaming again, because I feel like COVID has really hindered a lot of people from dreaming and from just looking forward to the future, coming up with plans, because they're too worried that plans are, you know, those plans are going to, you know, just disappear and fall apart. And, you know, that's no way to live. And I feel like, you know, there's been a lot of survival, and even for myself, definitely, you know, I've been feeling like I need to be in a state of survival, because what's my other option? You know, I've been in this state for quite a while, and this is the first time in, gosh, I don't know how long, where I feel like I haven't just been surviving. I feel like I'm really doing well, and I feel like I'm really prospering. And I know it's only 2 weeks into the year and there's a lot that can change, but I am staying positive, which is very different for me. For those people that know me really well, I'm not a very positive person by nature. I have to make the choice to be positive. And with that, there's, you know, been such a struggle for me of, you know, there's all these plans and, you know, COVID and this and COVID that and all these things. And the reality is we can make all the excuses we want to not be able to do these things. And, you know, I think some of them are valid. You know, if you're sick, stay home. If you're not able to, you know, if you have COVID, stay home. If, you know, we have to do certain things to be able to live our life, to stay healthy and all of those things. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about dreaming again, and what's kind of going on in my career, what I've been really pursuing in the last little while. And yeah, it's been a journey, like I said. At the start of the new year, or actually the week after Christmas, so the week before New Year's, I was praying in my room, and I was asking the Lord. Every year I do this, in the beginning of, you know, end of November, beginning of December, I ask the Lord for a word and, for the year, and, or I ask him for something for the year, direction and things like that. And so I was asking him, and I said, you know, Lord, what do you want for me this year? And I really felt like he was saying that this year is going to be a year that a lot of people understand the fellowship of suffering with Jesus. And I felt like I also was going to come into a new kind of understanding of the heart of God this year, especially in, you know, my prayer a lot of the time is, you know, where you go, I will go. What you say, I will say. What you pray, I will pray. Break my heart for the things that break yours. You know, share with me the things that make you happy. You know, show me the things that you want to do. What are you excited about? And having these conversations that I have with my friends or my family with the Lord. And so that has been my prayer over the last couple of years. And so now I really feel like, this year I'm really pursuing that, even greater than I have in the past couple of years. In the past couple of years, I was a little selfish in my understand, you know, just what I needed. It was all about what I needed. What do I need? What do I need? You know, God, give me this. God, give me that. And, you know, then I started thinking a little bit, you know, I also started praying, you know, Lord, I submit my mind, my will, emotions to your feet, and I surrender my mind to the mind of Christ. And there have been times where I have not acted out of the mind of Christ, for sure. But there are also a lot of times where I started to, especially in the latter half of last year, I really feel like it was really, there was a turning point for me. And so I've just been going off of this turning point and just being like, all right, God, like, what do you want for me? And one of the things I felt like the Lord had said, in addition to you will understand, you will learn what it means to fellowship in my suffering, I feel like there was just such a, it was a comforting thing, you know, that can be a scary thing, I think, to a lot of people, but I really felt like it was a good thing. It was going to be a beautiful thing. And so I have been so just, whenever I have time with the Lord, or whenever it's personal, you know, when I'm worshiping in church, or, you know, I'm teaching the word to my team or to my kids and all these things, it's just been such a beautiful time, because I am not just imparting to them some of the things that I feel like, you know, some of the things, you know, the biblical scriptures and the words and things like that, but also I'm getting loads of revelation. And so it's just been so beautiful to see things from God's perspective on a lot of things where I didn't have it before. And you can ask, you know, my mom especially, because my mom knows me probably, you know, the best out of everybody that knows me. You know, I am a very, you know, I'm not hopeless, but I don't necessarily hope a whole lot, because I'm afraid of disappointment, and I also don't do well with change. So whenever hope, you know, I always know things are going to constantly be changing. So I, you know, I'm in this space of like, I'm, you know, just not going to hope, you know, and I'm just going to, I call myself a realist. My mom calls me a pessimist. So, but it's been really good and really important, because I don't think if I had gone through those things, you know, the things that I have gone through in my life, that are just very personal and I don't really put out there, I feel like I wouldn't be who I am right now in this moment. And so one of the scriptures that the Lord actually gave me this year was Psalm 37:4, and it says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And I feel like when you have a friendship with God, and you're in this place where he's just with you, he's just a part of your natural everyday life, he's part of your conversation, he's part of, you know, your mindset, he's part of your everyday being, it's really changed my narrative. And I really felt like, you know, my church renaissance is in the middle of a 21-day fast right now. And I feel like part of it is the fast. I'm currently fasting TV and YouTube. I had no idea how much I was actually spending time on YouTube and TV and watching things. And, you know, I don't watch TV a whole lot, but I definitely watch YouTube a lot. And so I've just been, you know, I upload my own stuff, but I've been staying off of it to watch other people's for the most part. And I apologize for my voice still. It's still kind of recovering. I'm feeling better. I am actually breathing and I'm over this cold, but unfortunately my voice is still getting back to normal. So I have a little bit still of a husky voice, you know? But anyways, this was the, you know, scripture that the Lord gave me for this year. And I was really thinking about, okay, like, you're giving me the desires of my heart. And so then I was like, well, what are the desires of my heart? You know, and I had not really thought about, what are the desires of my heart, Lord, that I can partner with you, to really, you know, have the Lord come and invade those places and really shower whatever he wants and do whatever he wants to do with it, you know? And I ran into a lot in the last couple of years. Especially last year, I think it was very difficult for me, but, I ran into a lot of people that were Christians, or, you know, people that were closer to me, just being very judgmental of who I am and who they think I am and my behaviors and things like that. And, you know, based only upon them knowing me for a short period of time. And I really had to work on that with the Lord, because it was really greatly affecting me. And I was like, Lord, like, how, if I'm pursuing your word and I'm pursuing this and all these things, you know, how come it's not showing to them, but it's showing to all the people that they are, you know, judging. And, you know, it was a hard conversation to have with the Lord, but what he said to me was, you're not doing it for them. You're not doing any of this for them. You're doing it because I told you to. And you told me, and he told me, you know, your obedience is, you know, sometimes your obedience doesn't make sense to other people because they don't know what I've told you. And so I had to really come into this space of like, okay, God, I'm just going to trust you and I'm just not going to care in the best way possible. Like when I was, you know, when I was 17, 18, 19, I was literally in this space, even 20, I was in this space of like, okay, I don't care what anyone else thinks. And it was so not true. It was more of a, how do you put it? A facade in a way to protect myself. It was a self-protection mechanism for me to just be like, I don't really care what anyone thinks. And then I came into this space with the Lord where I felt more weight with what he thought about certain situations and what he thought about my mindsets and what he thought about me. And there was more weight to that than there was with all these other people and all these other voices. And so then I was like, okay, you know what? I am going to let it go and I'm going to forgive them because forgiveness, again, does not set the other person free. It sets you free. So I forgave these people and I still have to see these people on a regular basis. So, you know, it's not just like, okay, I can just cut them out of my life. Whereas, you know, before there are a lot of people that I have cut out of my life just because of the toxicity and the toxicity level of relationship. But it's very hard when there are people closer to you that, you know, potentially you might work with or people that are in your family or, you know, whatever the case may be. And I'm not saying this is the case for me personally, but I'm just saying whenever you have people that you can't really get rid of and they are bringing a level of toxicity into your life, you have to take control of that because yes, you can set healthy boundaries all the dang day, but if you are not in a space of peace and you are not in a space of you know who you are, then you're going to flounder and it's going to affect you. So I made the conscious choice to forgive and to deal with any bitterness I had in my heart towards these people. And it was the best thing I could have ever done. And the next thing I asked the Lord to do after I forgave them was, God, give me your perspective of these people. And I gained perspective. I gained God's perspective. And it completely changed how I saw them. And it also completely changed how I felt about them. It also completely changed my emotions toward them. And there's this thing about emotions. You know, we follow our emotions so much. I think, you know, whether you're a man, woman, non-binary, whatever the case may be, whatever you identify yourself as, we are driven by emotions. And, you know, I truly believe that when you're driven by your emotions, it is a very immature way to live your life. But if you are led by the Spirit, if you are led by the voice of the Lord, if you know that's what you believe in, I always say, if you're led by that and you're led by the voice of the Lord and it doesn't contradict with the Word of God as in the Bible, then and what the Bible actually says and not what you think it says or not you fitting the narrative to fit what you want, then that's living out of a space of maturity. And so it said, you know, in the Bible, it said, Jesus said, you know, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, forgive 70 times seven, which, you know, people sometimes take that number literally and they're like, well, I have forgiven, you know, 449 times or whatever that means. And I'm like, no, the point, you miss the entire point when you put it into math. So, but yeah, it's just, and I know my math was very off on that, so don't come for me. But yeah, so back to the scripture that the Lord gave me. So Psalm 37:4, and I really was like, okay, Lord, like, what are my dreams? And I was really thinking about them. And I was really thinking about, he took me back into my journals when I was young. And he does that every year. And every year I learn from the 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 year old Eliana. She had so much wisdom. And sometimes I wish Yeah, I still had a slice of the wisdom that she had at that age. But I really felt like he was drawing me to dream again. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to dream. And so I made all these plans and haven't acted on any of them. And I felt like the reason why I didn't was because it wasn't in his timing. And so that was a big thing that as I was writing out, okay, these are my dreams, Lord, he was like, okay, you can make all the plans you want, but if you submit it to me, it will happen in my timing and in the best way possible. And it will be an experience that is so beautiful if you do it with me than if you do it on your own. And so I was like, okay, I will submit all of my dreams to you into your timing, which is really hard because some of that has to do with my relationship with my boyfriend. You know, I want to, you know, get married. I want to have kids. And it's something we both want, but we also have to wait on the timing of the Lord. And, you know, at the same time, you know, I also want to do things in dance. And I was going to start auditioning this year again, just to get in the routine of things. But, you know, I just realized I was like, I don't have enough time to dedicate to getting into shape and to actually auditioning for these companies right now. I can't take Sundays off to go, you know, audition. You know, I have other responsibilities within the church right now that I have committed to and that I've made the choice to commit to. And that's the other thing that I feel like, you know, when you're dreaming and you're submitting your dreams to the Lord and you're looking at the things that He's asked you to do, He honors your obedience. And so when you're doing it out of obedience and you're making that conscious choice to say, okay, I made a commitment to this and so I'm going to follow through with it, no one is forcing you to stay there. No one is telling you that this is where you have to be. If you choose to obey the Lord, then you made the choice to follow Him. You made the choice to pick up your cross and follow Him and be thankful that that is the cross that you have to carry. So anyways, I was, you know, I was going to audition for companies and I really felt like, you know, it wasn't the right time. So I was like, okay, I'm going to put that at your feet and I'm going to wait. And the funny thing was, is that my dad's first message, my dad, Pastor Tony, he gave a message on the first Sunday of the month. And it was, the title of it was Go But Wait. And he was talking about how when Jesus ascended, he told his disciples, go make disciples of all nations. And then the next thing he said was wait. And it doesn't really make any sense because when you say go and then you say wait, it's almost like, are you contradicting yourself? But it's no, it's everything happens in His perfect timing. And they were waiting for the Holy Spirit and they waited a long time, a while, you know, before the Holy Spirit fell upon them. And so it's just been a real learning curve of seeing how that timing, you know, those things that God, that Jesus said to His disciples back then is still applicable today in my own life. And so I've been really just pursuing that. And so there are things that, you know, I want to do, but I'm also submitting it to the Lord. And it's brought me so much peace. Like, I have really found so much peace in the beginning of this year. I was telling the Lord, I was like, Lord, my schedule is crazy. I'm always tired. I'm always weak. I am worried about all these different things. You know, can you please come and just invade? And He did. I mean, He did in a way that I didn't expect. And one of the ways that He invaded was in December, I discovered that I had a gluten allergy. And so I actually cut gluten out of my diet almost entirely. Not quite entirely, but for the most part, you know, I don't eat bread. I don't eat pastas. You know, maybe there's something that might have flour, you know, and all these things. But what was happening was I was so weak with some of the things that I was eating. And then the week after Christmas, I actually gave up coffee. Now, if you guys know me at all or follow me on Instagram or on social media, you will know that I love coffee and that it is something that it's been my life source for a long time. But I think that was the key thing is that I was relying on coffee so much. And I wasn't relying on Jesus enough. And that probably sounds like the most hyper-religious spiritual thing that you could probably hear anyone say. But for me, I didn't realize, well, I did kind of know, but coffee was such a huge, like when I said coffee is my life force, I didn't realize how much truth actually rang to that. that was a big issue for me. And so basically, I was like, okay, you know what? Like, I'm going to try and not be on coffee, you know, because my mom, she is a health nut. She knows so much about health, and she's on her own health journey at the moment, but she has so much wisdom when it comes to health. And so whether I listen to her or not is a completely different scenario. But she was sharing with me, she was like, hey, like, coffee could be the reason why you're feeling this way. And when I say that, you know, like, I would literally tell my boyfriend, I'm like, I am so exhausted, I'm so depressed, I'm so anxious, I'm literally in this space like of a rut, and nothing was helping. I mean, I was spending time with God, I was doing everything I normally do, and I was just so beyond exhausted, and I could not function some days. And some days I was just so sick, like, in the sense of, like, I had so much fatigue, and it wasn't COVID related, it wasn't sickness related, it was just, I didn't know what was wrong. So I actually thought I had a iron deficiency, when in reality, it was actually, I think it was caused by coffee. And so basically, my mom was like, hey, you know, why don't you try chai tea? And she bought these chai teas for me. And she was like, because I really love this chai tea from a local cafe here in town. And so she was like, hey, why don't you try making it at home with this? And, you know, this adds a little caffeine, yada, yada, yada. So she explained it to me. And so I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna try doing chai tea every day and see if I can't get over this coffee thing. So I had chai tea every single day after Christmas Day. So on the 26th, I actually stopped drinking coffee. And then I was like, you know what, I'm having a coffee craving and I really want coffee. So I went and got a coffee. I got a dirty chai. So it was like a one shot of espresso with a chai tea. And so I was trying to keep it low. And when I say I got so sick that night, I was in pain. My stomach literally felt like it was being stabbed from the inside. It was horrendous pain. I felt so nauseous. I felt like I was going to throw up and all these things. And I was like, I don't know. And then I was like, I drink coffee. That's the only thing that I changed about my diet within the last 5 days. And so I actually have, since that day, I have been off of coffee for 2 full weeks. So it's been about almost 3 weeks since I've had coffee. And it has been so good to lay that down, literally to lay it down at the feet of Jesus and lay my need for coffee down. And sometimes there is still like a coffee craving, but I squash it. I'm like, no, I am not going to do that, because I know how horrible I absolutely felt when I had it. And so I decided that that was something I was going to lay down. So I completely changed my diet, and I think it was a God thing. I think God really allowed that to happen for me. So my health completely changed, and then my energy completely changed, and then my mindset and my moods and everything completely changed. And it was a God thing. And so then, you know, after that whole thing happened, it, just within the last week, I wrote down all the things that I've been dreaming about. And he said, if you submit it to me, then it will happen in my timing, and it will be the most beautiful, exciting adventure that you'll ever go on. And I was like, okay. And I had been really wrestling, seriously. I mean, people might laugh at me because I'm so young, but I was seriously debating on whether or not I was going to retire from dance. And I was like, maybe I'm just going to retire as a professional dancer. You know, I'm still technically a freelance, but maybe I'm just going to retire. And, you know, I was having conversations with a friend of mine, a pastor friend of mine in Ridgecrest about it. And she was laughing, you know, because, you know, it's a 21-year-old talking to someone, to a woman that's literally twice my age. And she's like, you're thinking about retiring from dance. And I'm like, yes. But I was seriously thinking about it. I was seriously like, Lord, should I retire from dance? You know, nothing's happening, you know, with COVID and all these things. And, you know, there's all these things that would make it near impossible for me to get into a company right now. I don't see a way back into the dance world, and I don't see a way out of what I'm already doing. And as I'm going to school for teaching, I'm like, I love teaching. If this is all I do for the rest of my life, you know, or, you know, as a career, then I would be perfectly happy. And so I shared that with the Lord, and he said, you're not retiring, but it's not your time yet. And so I was like, all right. So he did tell me though that I need to get in shape and I need to keep in shape and I need to get ready. And so I'm like, all right. So I haven't really been great at that yet. I've just been trying to get back into a routine of things, which I feel the grace from the Lord for that. But yeah, it's been so interesting to have that dream and then say, Lord, I'm laying it down for you. There are a couple of things like solo seal. I really still want to do solo seal, but I'm not in a place where I can train for that right now. And then there was a door that opened with World Dance Cup, and I'm going to be competing in the World Dance Cup. So I'm like, I'm just going to do that. And it's all virtual, it's online. And so, I'm going to be competing in the World Dance Cup. It's basically the Dance Olympics, and you have your different categories of dance that you compete with. So I'm competing in the ballet category. So I'm very excited about that. That will be my first time kind of coming out of, this dance hiatus I've been on for so long. The other thing, God, I want to be married. I want to have kids one day. And this is something I really want. I really truly believe that I found the man that I am going to be with for the rest of my life. And with that, I've just been waiting on the Lord and his timing for when the perfect time is for, all of that to kind of transpire. And I have many things that I want to do before I have kids as well. So I'm in absolutely no rush if that's a concern for anyone. But, it's just, a process with the Lord. God, this is a dream. And so you say, hey, lay it down at my feet. It's going to be a beautiful adventure when it happens in my timing. So I'm like, all right, here you go. I got presented with many opportunities, to model, and I've continued, it's recently started back up again within the last 6 months, but I've received a lot of invitations to come to a lot of different model castings through an agency, and there's just been a lot of favor in a lot of different areas. And so I've just told the Lord, let me know what to take and let me know what to leave, and whatever you want, I'm gonna do. And so I've just been on this journey day by day with the Lord, and it's been so wonderful, so stress-free. I have not felt stressed in 2 weeks, in 3 weeks. This has been so wonderful. I've not felt stressed at all. This might be TMI, but I was on my period the first week of January, and I was sick the first week of January, and usually that, all those components for me make me a very emotional person, and I did not have a meltdown once. I did not feel stressed once, and so I just felt like this was a start of a really beautiful season with the Lord. And so I've just been able to dream and write out everything and just submit it to him. And so for me, I talked with my team about this too. I was like, we talked about what's your dream vacation and things like that. And I'm like, if you had no restrictions, no financial limitations, if you could go by yourself or take whoever you want, dream a little bit. And, it was hard for everyone, I think, because, they're all parents as well, which is kind of a, hilarious thing. I'm leading a group of parents, but I always feel like God puts us in a place where we don't feel like we're qualified. And so but we had this conversation about dreaming with the Lord, and I was like, I really feel like the Lord wants to give us the desires of our hearts this year, even with everything going on. And so I told the Lord, I really want to travel. I really want to go on vacation a couple places. I want to go back to the East Coast and visit some of my family. I want to do a few things. I want to, travel around the U.S. a little bit, and, because I've never really gotten that opportunity to do that on my own, which I love traveling with my family as well, but it's kind of exciting to kind of go on a little adventure. And so, it's just been something so wonderful and so exciting, and I have laid down all these different things at his feet, and let me tell you, there has been so much peace. And I just want to encourage you that even if you're not, even if you're not a Christian, even if you don't identify yourselves as someone who, believes in Jesus, that's okay. I want to give you the permission, if you feel like you haven't been able to dream again. Because, you know, again, like I said at the start of this episode, COVID has really thrown a wrench into a lot of people's plans. And there has been a huge thing with this whole pandemic. There's been plans canceled. There's been, you know, all these different things. And I really feel like it's going to be a season of really exciting things. And I do think, I'm not saying that in the sense of, you know, politically it's going to get better, health, you know, with the, you know, WHO and the CDC and all these things. I'm not saying any of that. I personally don't, you know, think that that's going to, I think it's going to get better, but I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. So, but I believe that even though those things affect us, we can still make choices and actively do certain things to live and not just, you know, feel like you're drowning. And I want to encourage you that if you don't know Jesus and you, you know, have never really given him a shot, try it out. Like, honestly, just, I always say this, if you give your heart to him for a week and you commit to following him for a week and he, you know, comes through for you. And, you know, I always say good things take time. And so if you're going to dedicate time from your own schedule to do things, you need to dedicate at least 3 months of time to see if something actually works. And that's something in business. That's a job. That's, you know, a job. I think, honestly, it should be longer. It should be, you know, maybe 6 months to a year. But if it's, you know, a relationship or something like that, you can pretty much figure out within the first 90 days if this is something that's worth pursuing or not. And so I always say, even if you're not a Christian and you decide, you know what, I'm going to see if this works for me. I'm going to see if I feel God. I'm going to see if my life changes at all in 3 months. Give him 3 months and then see if he's worth following. Because I can promise you that the Lord has changed my life in so many ways. And there has been such a huge, huge difference in my life in dedicating my life to the Lord. You know, I did, you know, I have been following God for a very, very long time. But when I was at my lowest point, and you can ask one of my really good friends, she was, you know, she was part of the journey during that time. And she's not a Christian. And but she has also had encounters with the Lord. And she is on her own journey. And I do believe that faith is a very personal journey as well. But again, you know, I rededicated my life to him when I was 18 because, or when I was 19, sorry, because there was so much in my life that I had just felt like I was like, Lord, I'm just in the wrong right now. And I need you to turn my life around. And the only way I knew how to allow the Lord to turn my life around was to rededicate my life to him. And he did. In the last 3 years, my life has completely and totally changed for the better. And even during a time of insane amounts of shaking with this pandemic, with the, you know, this, you know, inflation rising and the economy of our nation, all these different things, God has put me back on a path that I didn't think I would ever be able to go back on. And so, yeah, I just want to share that with you. Like, if you feel like this resonates with you, whether you're Christian or not, it's for you. You're welcome to it. You're welcome to do what you will with this episode. As far as, you know, do what you will when it comes to applying this to your life, you know, and, but no matter what, you know, I just really want to say it's time to dream again. You know, I believe in a God that gives me the desires in my heart because I know that he has planted these dreams in me from the foundations of the, you know, the womb. I believe that God created us. And so, you know, with that, I do believe that he has placed these dreams that were once his into us. And it's a really beautiful thing. It's a really beautiful journey that we get to go on. And so I just want to encourage you with that. I know this was a much more faith-based episode. This is very far away from what I normally do, but I felt like it was important. You know, I really wanted to share this with you because I feel like that this, even though it is a biblical scripture, it is something that can be it can be granted to anybody. You know, the desires of your heart may be fulfilled. And so I really hope and pray for each one of you listeners that listen to this episode that you would be granted the desires of your heart this year. I'm really, really excited. I have this, you know, I was having breakfast with my friend this morning and just chatting about everything. And I was talking to him. I mean, we talked about literally everything, God, politics, like state of the world, work, you know, school, everything. And we're both on our own, you know, paths in different ways. But, you know, I was just sharing with him, I'm so excited about this year, even though that there is so much to be overwhelmed about and there is so much to worry about. What are you going to lose if you just choose to not worry? What are you going to lose if you just choose to let it go? What are you going to lose when you just choose to do something to change your life? You know, I'm a big believer in if you want to change something, you need to make the steps to change it. Like, yes, you can pray all day, but if you pray and you don't take a step off the couch, then nothing's going to happen. And if you are praying for, you know, maybe you're praying for a financial miracle, but you're not being wise with your finances, well, you know, more power to you, but I don't know how that's going to work out for you. You let me know how that works out for you. If you want to see, you know, if you're a Christian and you want to see souls come to know Jesus, but you're not willing to leave your house to go witness to people, then, you know, you can pray all you want, but it's not going to be the same as if you do what the Lord commanded you to do, which is to go make disciples of all nations. And so, again, this was a very faith-based episode, but I had fun filming this, guys. I mean, I enjoy talking about my relationship with God, and honestly, I think it's given me a little bit of freedom. I had a conversation with another friend, again, not Christian. Most of my friends are not Christian, actually. I have a lot of, you know, Christians in my circle, but my personal close friends that I actually chat with and know me really well, are not Christian. And, sometimes people think that's a bit of a weird dynamic. And, you know, honestly, it's not. We're all humans, you know, we're all going through the same things. And, but I was talking to her and she was like, you know, what makes you unique is your own ability to see life. And you see your life through the lens of your faith. And she was like, and there's a big difference in being religious and being judgmental because you're religious and seeing things a certain way because of your faith. And I really appreciated that she said that because it gave me a little bit of peace of mind and comfort, to be able to just, you know, be a little bit more free about who I am. And it was like, it was almost like she gave me permission to be who I was. And it was, you know, not that I need the permission to be who I am, but, you know, it was just an encouragement. And so I hope this episode encourages you in the same way that my friends, that God uses my friends all the time, guys. I mean, whether they're Christian or not, they always put me back on the right path when I am feeling like I am going off the rails. God uses my friends all the time to talk to me and to put me back on the right track. And I'm so thankful. And so, yeah, I, you know, again, I'm not going to apologize that this was a faith-based episode. I understand that it may not be for you, but if it is, subscribe to this podcast, wherever you're listening to it at, and, rate this podcast, give it 5 stars. You don't even have to write a review. You can just hit the 5 stars or you can, you know, do what you will. And, yeah, I'm really honored to be able to have this platform and to share with everyone my perspective, and I hope it helps broaden yours. The whole reason why I do this is, one, it's an outlet, it's creative, and it's something fun I get to do. Two, I get to put my own perspective into the world, and, you know, sometimes it helps broaden your perspective, just like I watch other people to broaden my perspective and to gain more understanding of who these people are and why they think what they do. And so it's very important to me. So, just as much as I've gained perspective from my non-Christian friends and my Christian friends and, you know, my family and, you know, and my friends of all different backgrounds, and stories. I hope that you gain a little bit more perspective as well from this episode, and I hope it impacts you the way it has impacted me sharing this with you. So again, if you like this, rate 5 stars. If you are on a whatever platform you're listening to, please subscribe to this what is this? This is a podcast. Subscribe to our podcast. And with that, I pray that God will give you the desires of your heart this week. And again, if you decide that you want to dedicate 3 months, 90 days, guys, 90 days of your life to really dedicating to see, can God change my life in 90 days? Let me know. Reach out to me at The Ellie Way. And if you're looking to go on an adventure with God and you don't know where to start and you're saying, I'm giving God 90 days, let me know. And I would love to go on that journey with you and support you in that. So I love you all so, so much. I apologize for my phone going off in the middle of this. I completely forgot to put it on silent. But I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. The fact that you guys tune in every week really means the world to me. So with that, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week, and I will see you guys next week. Love you all. Cheers.